just the opportunity and challenge for us to experience a deepened sense of community. That deepened sense that the Bible talks about of true connectedness with one another.
It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, how-tos for loving God and loving others.
But again, practically, what does that look like? You know, how about some homework like this? Make a list. Make a list of some of those people in your life that it might be good to get to know better. Maybe there's some folks in your community, maybe someone in your small group, just a few folks in your life, maybe even some family members. And then let's explore, how are we going to get to know them better? That's the key word.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living, loving, and community, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. It's time to learn more how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments, how to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, how to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's time for Great Commandment Radio with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Thanks for joining us for this Thursday edition of Great Commandment Radio, the fourth in our five-part series on Discipleship Redefined, with David Ferguson and this week's special guest, eldest daughter Terry Ferguson. Need.
Redefining discipleship. That's the topic all week long. And Terry, I've enjoyed this opportunity to kind of share this week with you and talk about how we've oftentimes misunderstood being a faithful follower of Jesus. And you've added some awesome insights from a family perspective and all the opportunities you have to interact with kids, both in your own home with the mixture of kids you got, as well as the opportunity you have to minister to so many other kids. And I know even as we begin this program that you might have some opportunities to kind of let our listeners in on some funny things that people encounter with kids, because they're always saying funny things, aren't they? So why don't you share a little bit about on today's program, we're going to talk about ministering Christ's love, and it's so neat to be able to think about ministering Christ's love to these particularly gifts from the Lord, the Bible calls them. Who can say some of the funniest things?
That's right. Some of the funniest things is to overhear a child's prayer. And today we're talking about being able to minister Christ's love, especially to family. And so I thought it would be fun to start off with some of the prayers we might have overheard. One of them says, "Dear God, did you really mean do unto others as they do unto you? Because if you did, then I'm going to fix my brother."
Her brother is going down.
And then another one we've overheard is says, "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy." That was from Joyce. And then the last one would be, "Dear God, I bet it's hard for you to love everybody in the world, and there are only four people in our family, and I could never do it."
That little kid is empathizing with God.
I know. It's a challenge to love the people in our family.
It really is. And, you know, as we've explored this week, Terry, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, we've been vulnerable with our own journey, particularly in how I've oftentimes for many years early in ministry misrepresented, I think, what following Jesus meant. It wasn't about, we've got to keep this list of things to do and whatever we do, never do these things, and let's check off these little boxes on the offering envelope. That's not what it was. It had to do with things like, you know, serving one another and really coming to experience the Bible. And on today's program, learning to really just share Jesus's love. You know, mm-hmm. the Bible says that God is love. And to be a follower of Jesus, it's what we call kind of a no-brainer, I think. But it took a long time for me to figure this out. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus and Jesus is love, then let's love people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of
not. Those kind of go hand in hand.
It's not rocket science. Let's love people. And, you know, that, as you would oftentimes have a passion for, that kind of love needs to begin with those nearest us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm married, it needs to begin with ministering love to my spouse and my kids. And if I'm not married, then it needs to be to my kids if I have them, and then to my closest friends and family members as well.
Yeah. So on today's program, we want to encourage you to just consider the opportunity that following Jesus doesn't start out there in Samaria in the uttermost parts of the world. It starts with those nearest you, maybe in your own little Jerusalem right there, whether it's as a single parent with your kids, or whether it's moms and dads, husbands and wives, whether it's blended families. Let's start with those nearest us, single adults, those in your life, close friends within the body of Christ, extended family members, whoever it may be. Let's live out Christ loved with them. You see, it's those relationships, Terry, where we ought to see the experience of our gentle words ministering to anger in those relationships. We ought to see that happening with those closest to us. We ought to see some of those edifying words of gratitude and appreciation shared, you know, between moms and dads and moms and dads to kids, and amazingly, sometimes from brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day, that the times when there is most conflict in our home, I realized, are the times when I am not experiencing the last part of Ephesians 4:29 of, I am not saying goods that are going to benefit those that hear them according to the need of the moment. That even when, you know, even if I'm saying the right words or good words or biblical words or whatever, that if they're not for the need of that moment, then they're not bringing grace to those who hear. And I realize that that's really kind of my responsibility as an adult in my home, to make sure that I am saying words that are good for the need of that moment. And that's going to be what ministers love to the people I'm around.
Yeah. You know, even as you say that, I had an experience yesterday as I was headed off to church with Zachary, our six-year-old grandson. And as we mentioned, you know, your mom was out of town. And so now the granddad's got to do all. Can you imagine? I mean, we're talking about getting the boy fed. I mean, I'm talking about I popped those little.
We raised the bar yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man. I put those waffles in the machine. I got the syrup out, and I cut them up just right. And, you know, and then we had to, you know, get little Zachary dressed. And, man, everything's going good, Terry. And then we got in the car, and we, you know, and we're headed off to church. And then apparently there's a little green bag that was at Zachary's house that has all his little toys and colors and markers in that he normally has on Sunday mornings.
It's the take to church bag.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because that's how you get through big church, you know.
Right, right, yeah.
And so we're headed off, and he remembers he doesn't have it. So he begins to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And as you just talked about, what's the need of the moment here? What words would help? Well, you know, I started going down path of facts, logic, and reason. You know, now Zachary, you know, there will be other pencils. Mm-hmm. There will be other colors. I've got some pens in my briefcase. You know, we can have your green bag next week. Mm. We'll tell Mama to not forget it next time. Well, did that help?
No, I'm guessing no.
Yeah, you guessed right. You know, and then the Lord kind of tells, you know, now Dave, we've written several books on this topic.
It's time to be living out.
Yeah. You know, I think Romans 12:15 says, mourn with those who mourn. You have a grandson who's mourning right now. Could we just mourn with him? You know, and after just two or three minutes of none of the facts and logic, and we'll bring it next time when it wouldn't work, you know, I just reached back and I just touched him. I said, Zachary, I am so sorry you don't have your green bag. And he got a little quiet. And I said, Zachary, I am really sorry that you're not going to be able to use your favorite pencils today in big church. I know you must be really sad. And he says, I am sad, Granddaddy. I said, I'm really sorry, Zach. And then he was fine.
How about that?
It worked.
God's word worked.
It worked. Somehow or another, God's ministry of love really does touch those nearest us.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed, back with us in our final segment of Great Commandment Radio, because coming up in our next segment, we'll be taking you into the Kingdom Calling Training Conference, a conference designed to train you to experience God's calling for your heart, for your life, your ministry, your family, and relationships. It's Kingdom Calling, and we'll tell you how you can order the entire conference. But first, a reminder to visit our website for today's free download on the parable of the sower. It is absolutely free, and you have our permission to send it on to anyone you love. The Parable of the Sower. Also at our website, you'll find out about our online community. Most of all, our Great Commandment Network of churches. Churches of various sizes and denominations all around the world standing by to help you with workshops and ministry and counseling and more. You can even find out how to get your church or ministry involved in our Great Commandment Network. So go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call us toll free, 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008, easiest at greatcommandment.net. Back to the Kingdom Calling Conference and Dr. Ferguson right after this on Great Commandment Radio. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around.
The first part of experiencing great fellowship is to get to know people.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, How-To's for Loving God and Loving Others, Experiencing the Great Commandment. Today, taking the first step toward fellowship.
Knowing things like their interest and activities. Wasn't it interesting that Jesus would find himself, this carpenter from Nazareth, down at the seashore? Why was he down there? Why was he down there with those nets and fish? It was because some of the disciples had interest, activities related to fishing.
In the next 24 hours, take that first step toward fellowship. Become involved in the lives of others around you. And for more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn how-tos for loving God and loving others. This week, how to redefine discipleship so it applies and works in the real world. And every day this week, we've been taking you into the Kingdom Calling Conference. At the end of this session, I'll give you information on how you can attend the entire conference in the comfort of your own home, or how you can establish a Kingdom Calling workshop in your own church or ministry. So get a pencil and paper ready. Back to the Kingdom Calling Conference with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
See, a part of this whole journey of kingdom calling is to come to be certain about who He is, about who you are, and you are the beloved of God. You are not the person who believes all those great doctrines about Christ. I hope you believe those right doctrines, but that is not who you are. You see, if we're not careful, we will think that our knowledge of Him is who we are. If we're not careful, we'll begin to think that those behaviors that we do, or those behaviors we at all costs don't do, that's who we are. I hope you're doing some of those godly things. I hope you're not doing some of those sinful things, but those things are not your identity. Your identity is the one who's been loved by Him. And that has a wonder about it that must be a part of the mystery of discipleship, of coaching men and women to see who they really are. And so, as I gather to have those very precious times of imparting not only the gospel to people, but my very life, it's not primarily at this point about do they know more Bible verses and if they filled in all the blanks. How many people do we have who filled in all the blanks? Whose bookshelves are filled with notebooks. But on some painful level, they have no freedom and wonder of knowing who they are. You see, when the evil one can steal who you are, you'll never have great boldness and passion for what you're called to do.
Dr. David Ferguson, it is the Kingdom Calling Workshop, a day-long workshop on experiencing God's calling to your heart and ministry, and most of all to your relationships, which will affect your discipleship. Kingdom Calling. When you order the course, by the way, you'll be supporting local Christian radio in your own community. A double blessing. So, get on the computer and visit our website. Order the Kingdom Calling Conference at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. If you'd like information on schedules for the live conference, you'll find it on our website, and how you can establish a Kingdom Calling Workshop, even lead one in your own church or community. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Or call us toll-free. Always love to talk to you. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Back to David and Terry Ferguson Sneed right after this break. It's Great Commandment Radio. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Jesus found himself over in the tax collector's office. Here we have again the carpenter in a tax collector office. He's over there because of the interest and activities of a disciple named Matthew.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment.
You see, one of the most important ways we experience that sense of community is we get to know some of the interests and activities of friends around us. I've got friends who like to, you know, collect old motorcycles. I've got friends today who's learning to fly fish. Interests and activities, getting to know those people, that's a part of deepening our sense of connectedness. Community, we would call it.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries with your homework for the next 24 hours. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to our radio program focusing on the greatest of commandments. You know, Christ didn't have to say, you know, I'm not quite sure what that great commandment is. He took a verse out of Deuteronomy, one out of Leviticus, he put them together. The greatest is loving Him and loving those nearest us. And in this closing segment, parents, we're particularly going to focus upon us and how we can express Christ's love, particularly in a very anxiety-filled world. Moms and dads, you probably noticed that those older children, those 10, 11-year-olds, those junior high school students, they live in a world of a lot of anxiety. It's almost as if, who am I going to be today? Who am I going to be when I go to school? Who am I supposed to be when I go to church? Who am I supposed to be at home? There's a lot of anxiety about that. And one of the most powerful ways we can express the life and love of Jesus is to explore with them some of those challenges, some of that tension, and then moms and dads to be to them the love of Jesus. And I know, Terry, this is one of the kind of really techniques and sometimes encouragements that you make to families of how they can explore with their older children, those junior high, senior high students. What's it like for them to live in this world where you're pulled to be a different person all the time? So share a little bit of that with our listening audience, because I think it might be a great kind of family night idea for those with older children and teenagers.
Mm. Yeah, this was prompted by a young lady in our counseling office the other day, and she's a high school student and came in because she was experiencing just a whole lot of anxiety and just really a lot of physiological symptoms, and then just expressed anxiety verbally. And so I just ask her if I could kind of play out a theory I had about what might be prompting this anxiety. And so she allowed me the chance to do that. And so I asked her, you know, if you could draw a picture of a scene that would describe the different parts of your world. I knew this young lady liked to draw and paint and everything. I said, if you could draw that, then a scene that would describe what life is like for you at church and at school and at home. Those are the three big areas of her world. Then what would those scenes look like? And parents could actually have the kids have your kids draw the scenes or just describe them. And so she described church and someone who's loving me and crying with me and praying with me and celebrating with me, and a real intimate scene. And then she described things at home, where the scene she described was playing out in the backyard with her dog and her cat. And then the scene she described at school was where friends of hers and acquaintances of hers are huddled in a group, and she's very much on the outside looking in. Mm. And I just reflected back to her about how, you know, it really grieved me that there was apparently lots of rejection and isolation at school. She spent a whole lot of time there during school, and a whole lot of hours in the day feeling that way. And especially since she was a senior, how painful that was.
So she was feeling pretty disconnected, isolated,
alone, awkward.
Yeah.
Then I just reflected to her, you know, you spend 6-7 hours a day at school and then you go home, and just my sadness because of, she felt apparently alone at school because there was no relationships in her scene at home.
Mm.
We had a dog and a cat, but there was no relationship there.
Mm.
No people.
So her picture as she drew her home life was her with her animals.
Yeah.
Mm.
And how there was a part of me that was really grateful that she had, you know, that close fun time with animals, but there was no people.
Mm.
And so I just reflected back to her that, you know, I'm wondering if part of the reason why you might be so anxious is because you might be feeling so alone.
Mm.
And just then drew mom into the room of how we can then minister Christ's love to her in real meaningful ways.
Mm, to each of those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Of how she might comfort her daughter about the isolation at school. And that at home, as they return each day at home, that how they can celebrate the fun things or anything positive that did happen that day.
Mm.
And how they can check in regularly about the painful things that might have happened and care for her. And so we had some, you know, just give your mom 20 minutes to let her care for you every day. And then, you know, maybe a family time once a week for an hour that y'all do the same thing of just celebrating the good things, mourning together over the sad things that happened, and ministering Christ's love in a family.
Great example. Putting Christ's love into the pictures that your sons and daughters have in their hearts. You know, moms and dads, your kids may also be living in different worlds, a school world and a home world, a church world, and maybe it's important for us to bring Christ's love into every one of those pictures. When there's that rejection and sadness there, let's put the love of comfort into those pictures. When we find ourselves with kids who have escaped into other things of computers and TVs and even favorite animals, let's put people into those pictures. People who give thought, take thought, who care, who give. Let's put Christ's love into those pictures. That's what it means to be a faithful follower of Jesus. Putting the love of Christ into the pictures in the hearts of people around us. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio and on tomorrow's program. Faithful followers of Jesus not only are serving others, ministering to Him, His Word, His love, but we're going to be called into serving others with the reconciling message of Jesus Christ, empowering you, your loved ones, and sharing the good news of Jesus beyond yourselves, into the lives and hearts of those around. Thanks for joining us on Great Commandment Radio. Join us tomorrow.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed. If you'd like more information on Kingdom Calling, on today's free handout on the parable of the sower, on Great Commandment churches in your own community, Christian counseling opportunities, resources for marriages and families and parenting, and a whole lot more, visit our website, please, and do order Kingdom Calling this week so we can help you support local Christian radio in your own community. Kingdom Calling is available, the entire workshop, on DVD or audio CD with the companion workbook, and of course, today's free download on the parable of the sower. All available at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or feel free to call us toll free, 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Better yet, through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Looking forward to tomorrow. First of all, it's Friday, and we wrap up our series on discipleship redefined.
Well, if they can love that, surely they can love this.
So there really are blessings to being a minister of reconciliation.
So join us for the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio.